Greatness is not created in isolation. You do need people, but you need the right people. You're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to each and every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. And this is the community that believes that wealth is so much more than just money and material possessions. When you only look at it in that way, you are limiting yourself and cutting yourself off from all of the possibilities, as it relates to just holistic wealth and well-being. And that's why in this community, we focus on the original 12th century definition of wealth, which is the condition of well-being and happiness. So we talk about the six pillars of wealth, and those are the parts of life that impact your finances, even when you are not thinking about it. If you want to know which one of these six pillars you need to begin your wealth building journey with, I want to encourage you to go to patricewashington.com and take the quick 2-minute quiz that is going to reveal to you which pillar needs your support most in this season. Now, before we jump into this week's episode, which I am so excited to talk about, I want to share with you the affirmation of the week.
You know, you got to speak positivity into your life, into your day. You got to affirm positivity. You got to affirm abundance. You got to affirm yourself to wealth.
I redefine wealth for myself. I believe that wealth is so much more than money and material possessions. I am deeply committed to personal development and strive proactively to become my best self by getting radically honest about what I desire in every part of my life. I get clear daily about my mental, physical, relational, environmental, and spiritual needs, and then make them a priority so that I and others learn how to respect the most authentic version of me. Declare with me today, I redefine wealth for myself. Okay, if you consider yourself to be an OG listener or a purpose chaser in general, then I hope you really lean into that affirmation, because all of this is about being able to redefine wealth for yourself. Many of us have had definitions of wealth and success and what we should desire and want passed down to us by well-meaning parents, guardians, grandparents, teachers, you know, counselors, all of these outside influences, and we've never taken time to actually define it for ourselves. So how do you really get fulfillment and feel purposeful doing the things that other people desired for you, but not necessarily what your soul desires for you? And I am so excited about finally being released to have our first inaugural Redefining Wealth Live 3-day transformational event. Now, in 2019, I did have an event called Redefining Wealth Live. It was a live podcast taping with two of my girlfriends, Marshawn Evans Daniels and the Brandy Harvey. And it was absolutely incredible. We had purpose chasers like you fly in from all over the world. And it was just a 3-hour event, 2 podcast tapings, meet and greet, and all the things. And it was beautiful. And I will never forget. And when you go to redefiningwealthlive.com, when you see video footage and pictures, that's what you're seeing. But that is not the same as what we are doing October 6th through 8th in Atlanta, Georgia. This 3-day transformational event is designed to really get you to a place where you can redefine wealth for yourself. Because day one, we will go through awakening. That is, how do I stop romanticizing reality and deal with the radical honesty that I need to have in my life in order to really take inventory of the things that are frustrating me, the things that feel like they're no longer serving me, the things that feel like they're limiting me and keeping me stuck in cycles that just don't support who I say I want to be anymore. And most of us only start to respond to that. Really, we react to it because something has been a bit what's the word? It was shaken up in your life, or is it shook up? Y'all know the word I'm trying to say. I'm not even going to edit that out or correct it. You know what I'm trying to say. There's something that is going on in your life that is just causing you to look around and take inventory and know that there's more for you and you desire more, right? So day one is all about doing the work to awaken and really put language and words to what you've been feeling and sensing. Day two will be about redefining wealth. So now we get to go through the pillars and do the exercises and interventions that I'm laying out for you so you can have like written out, these are the things that I desire. If you struggle to dream a new dream on your own, we're going to work through those blocks because I'm not just training. And let me say this, well, I'll get to that. I'm not just training, right? I am creating a space where you can do the work in the room. I want you to leave with paper and notes and your journal full of things, right? So that when you do day three, you actually have an action plan for how you actualize this in your real life. And that means having scripts. It means going through some role playing so you know how to get comfortable having uncomfortable conversations when you need to set boundaries and then enforce boundaries personally and professionally and sometimes with yourself. Let me just say that because we're notorious for breaking our own boundaries. So we're going to go through all of that over the 3 days. So I just wanted to clear that up and make sure that you know this is not another live podcast taping. Redefining Wealth Live is how do we bring all of these conversations into the room and create co-created conversations right there with the souls and spirits that are represented at that time. And whoever comes, you will not be there by happenstance. I believe that all of the people who are being attracted into this room are being attracted with purpose, on purpose, for purpose. And together, we are going to break through a lot of stuff so that we can achieve our next levels and truly redefine what wealth looks like for us in this season. So I'm really, really excited. The information is at redefiningwealthlive.com. But let me give you five real reasons that I believe this is the space that you want to be in. Number five, if you keep getting stuck in indecisiveness, if you find yourself saying, I'm looking for clarity, if I just had more clarity, I'd be able to move forward. If I just knew what my next step was, if that's you, if you are constantly straddling the fence about your purpose, your destiny, your calling, your professional pursuits, things you need to do in your personal life. If you are constantly straddling the fence, Redefining Wealth Live is for you. Because my entire objective is to get you to learn how to trust yourself, how to trust the God within you, how to trust the decisions, the nudges, the God winks, the little breadcrumbs that life is leaving you, how to trust and move. So many of us are not stuck because there's not a next step to take. We're stuck because we stand there and we overthink, we overanalyze, we romanticize reality, we spiritualize toxic behavior, we normalize all these things that are no longer serving us, and we think this is about, I need clarity. You probably know what to do. I think 9.9 times out of 10, we know exactly what to do. We don't have the guts to make the decision. And I believe that the work that we do together over these 3 days is going to give you the guts to do something. And I'm not saying that you get the guts overnight, but I am saying that we get to identify the root cause a lot of times of why you're staying stuck. And because there'll be a lot of hot seat coaching and a lot of real time coaching, even if you don't get on that stage with me, you will definitely learn from other attendees in the audience. There'll be a lot of dyads and triads and huddling up because we're going to do the work together. And that brings me to the next reason, number four, that I think you should be at Redefining Wealth Live. It's because you want to be around like-hearted community. I have heard people talk about like-minded communities for so long. We've all heard it. And I'll never forget the first time I experienced someone saying like-hearted, because I realized that being around a lot of people who are like-minded does not support you. It doesn't stretch you. It doesn't grow you. It doesn't teach you any new perspectives. If you are around people all the time who are like-minded, all you are doing is reinforcing the same biases you already have. If you're around people who are like-minded, you are reinforcing the same negative thought patterns, the same belief systems, the same ideals, and you're not actually growing. There is no point in staying in circles and communities that are just like-minded. What you desire to be around is different minds, but like hearts. That means that you're around people who can hold space for your growth. That means you want to be in aligned spaces where people can celebrate your successes, but also hold space for you when things are just not going well. Like-hearted means we're all in this together and we are all looking to identify and pursue and evolve in our purpose. So there's no judgment, because people who have a vision and a purpose for their lives do not have time to sit around and judge other people for theirs. When you know what you are supposed to do or what you desire to do, and you have a pure heart and intention behind that, there is nothing that would make you put your fingers like pedal to the metal and be trolling people and throwing out judgments and being mean-spirited. Never. And what I am known for is creating these types of communities. Many people call them safe spaces, and I have learned to now call them aligned spaces, right? Sometimes you do come into a space where people are so genuinely nice that you don't feel safe because you have normalized not being safe. So sometimes hearing safe space doesn't really resonate with you. And if that's you, I want to encourage you to think about it from the lens of being in an aligned space. Where are people aligned with where I say I want to go and who I say I want to be? If I want to be around people who are faith-filled, if I want to be around people who have some type of moral compass, if I want to be around people who really believe in this mantra of chase purpose, not money, if I want to be around people who truly crave and desire transformation and they want to do good work in the world and they want to be thought leaders and movers and shakers and they are giants in their field, their respective fields, that's what you're looking for. Not like minds, but like hearts and aligned hearts. This week's episode is sponsored by Ethos Life. Now picture this. You're redefining wealth, reaching new heights in your career, building strong relationships, and living life to the fullest. But there's one essential aspect you might have overlooked. It's life insurance. It's time to talk about it, because being prepared is the true key to growth and wisdom. Now we all have dreams and we all have loved ones we deeply care about. For me, it's my daughter, Reagan, who is my greatest joy, and ensuring her future is one of my top priorities. Let me introduce you to Ethos. It's a life insurance provider that is changing the game, because traditional life insurance can be so confusing and so time consuming, but Ethos is different. They've created a seamless 100% online application process, making everything easier for you. And here's the best part. No medical exams or blood tests needed. Ethos understands that your time is precious and they can cover you in just minutes instead of weeks. Imagine the peace of mind knowing that your family is protected. It's as simple as answering a few health questions online. Your future is just too important to delay. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and in most cases, get coverage on the same day. Visit patricewashington.com/ethos for more information. That's patricewashington.com/ethos. And I know from our bonus calls that we've been having for the event, and we have another one coming up, so make sure you go check it out when that next one is. But I know from even just being on the bonus calls, but also from my own programs, Mastery Momentum, Pillar Mastery, Command the Stage, and Purpose to Platform, every cohort, every program, I've been like, it can't get better than this. And yet it always does. We recently had a class reunion at Redefining Wealth, where we invited all of our alumni from all of the programs I just mentioned to just come together and share wins and updates and see each other, because we really build strong bonds in these cohorts. And we have over 600 graduates from the last few years, and we had over 100 attend the class reunion, just something virtually that my team and I put together. And instantly it was like no time passed. You know, when you have good friends, like really good friends, and you might not talk to them because life has gotten busy and you're raising kids and, you know, doing the job thing or building the business. And there's just, for us in my age group, over 40, we're also caring for aging parents, and there's just so many different things going on. But then when you sit down with them, it's like no time has passed. It's like 2 years or a year didn't just pass by. That's what I experienced in the class reunion. And it was so beautiful to see people on that Zoom in the little Zoom boxes pointing and putting in the chat like, oh, you were in my cohort. Oh, we did Command the Stage and P2P together. And like, oh, I'm so proud of you. That's what we create in this space. And if you feel like you are doing life and business alone, I really want to invite you to step into a space where you don't have to do it alone, because I believe that greatness is not created in isolation. You do need people, but you need the right people. Many of us have friends and family that love us dearly. We have coaches and mentors that love us dearly, and yet they can't see anything beyond where we are today. Those are the same people who tell us we should be happy for what we have right now. And it's time for you to step into a space where someone can hold space for you to become the best version of you in this season, and a space where people will commend you for wanting more and not condemn you for it. So as we continue this countdown, number three, this is a hands-on experience and not a pitch fest. So if you've been to transformational events before or big conferences, I would say sometimes it can be overwhelming because there's so many voices on the stage. And I know what that's like because I'm a sought-after speaker and I go and get on stages all the time, all over the country. And I know how confusing or overwhelming it can be when you have multiple people who have slightly different messages and it's pulling you in different directions. And that's why I've made the conscious decision to be the speaker at my event. Redefining Wealth Live was something that God put on my heart and put in my spirit. And while I know, because we've had amazing podcast guests in the programs, we've had amazing guest experts, I know that there are other people that I could lock arms with who would help me further this message. But right now, I feel that this particular three-day event requires my undivided attention and participation. So I am your lead facilitator. I am your trainer. I am your coach in that space. I am on the stage probably 90% of the time for the event. And I think that's important to say because we're going to be doing hands-on work. So there will be time for reflection. There will be time for journaling. There will be time for sharing. There will be time for hot seat coaching because there's not a desire or a need to jam-pack the stage with a bunch of people to make it seem more valuable.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
I understand the value of what I do in the world. I understand it not because the proof is just in what I've created in my own life, but the proof is in the people that I serve. And to have a space where there will be so many clients, but then also so many purpose chasers who are stepping forward and saying, okay, I want to learn a little bit more. This is your chance to learn more, to go deeper, to bring the podcast to life in your life, and to bring the book to life in your life. And I'm going to be there supporting you. There's not going to be thousands of people. So if you decide to come, great chance that we're going to have an opportunity to really interact and I can really support you. So not a million speakers. This is a hands-on experience. And yes, I am leading everything. Number two in this countdown is you want practical tangible tools to support your next level of transformation. I know I've said it already, but I'm really excited about the divine downloads that I've gotten. I've been praying about the best way to illustrate points. As you may know by now, I do have a degree in financial psychology and behavioral finance. That's what my MBA is in. And I really do my best to take complicated ideas and thoughts, or what may seem complicated, and break it down in a way that serves you best. And so you are going to be getting real tools, real interventions, real prompts. I was going to say innovations. I think that's good. You're going to be getting that too. You're going to get scripts. You're going to have opportunities to role play, because when you start to rise to new levels and you start to get really clear about what you authentically want, everyone is not always on board with that. And you are going to have to learn how to deal with that, how to accept that, how to embrace that, no matter what their response is. When you leave Redefining Wealth Live, I want you to not only be able to look yourself in the mirror and declare what you genuinely want and be unapologetic about it, I want you to be able to stand in that boldness and have that conviction when you're speaking to anyone. If you think right now about the person who may intimidate you the most in this season, it could be a spouse, it could be a friend, it could be a parent, a coworker, a boss, whomever. I want you to leave Redefining Wealth Live with something, some nugget, some tool. I don't know where your aha moment is going to come from. I don't know if it'll be from coaching with me on the stage. I don't know if it will be from a training that I'm doing, from an exercise that I put you through, from a journaling prompt. But I want you to be able to have those difficult conversations and still be able to sit with a straight face and not all of the wishy-washy emotion and give voice to your truth. So no matter how someone scoffs at you, no matter how they look at you, no matter how they shift in their chair when you say what you say, no matter that awkward silence that happens after you set and enforce a boundary, no matter what their response is, you can be unshaken and unmoved because you are unapologetic about who you are, who you serve, what you desire, and what you are willing to commit to. I want you to be in a space where you are no longer just interested in the transformation you talk about, but you are committed to it. And in order to commit to it, it can't just be theory. You also have to have tangible tools and resources. And I will be providing that to you at Redefining Wealth Live. And the last thing is, you should be at Redefining Wealth Live if you simply know that you were meant for more. You should be there if you are just feeling that nudging your spirit. There's been a lot stirring for you. There's been pivot, change, transition going on in your life. And you want to enter this next season as authentic as you possibly can. You've spent too many years, for some of us decades, doing everything everyone else's way. You've spent too many years being applauded for versions and variations of yourself that pale in comparison to all of who God has created you to be. You know that there is more for you to do. You know that there is more impact to make. You know that there is more money to make. You know that there is more love to be had. You know that there is more health, wealth, whatever you desire. You know that there's more. And you know that if you keep staying in this same space, doing things the same way, that you will look up a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and you will be in the same place, having the same conversations, complaining about the same things with the same people, all while hoarding your gifts, your talents, and all the things that God gave you to be purposeful in the world. And like it says in Deuteronomy 8, God gives you the ability to produce wealth, but we have to actually exercise those things. We have to take action. And when we're not self-aware and we're not soul-aware, we are stagnant. And if you have been feeling stuck and you know that there's more, then this is your invitation to step into that more. It's your invitation to get to know it, to embrace it, to accept it, and to move in it powerfully. And I truly desire to be your guide. So I hope you come to Redefining Wealth Live. I hope to see you there. I hope to share in this experience with you. I hope to laugh and dance and probably shed a few tears with you. Because, you know, it gets real. It'll get real in the room, but I'll have tissue for you. Don't worry. But if you commit to making your way to Atlanta, Georgia, October 6th through 8th, I can guarantee you that at the end of the 3 days, you will not be the same. That is my commitment. That is my prayer. That is my desire. My entire team is already covering you. We are covering this entire experience, and I believe that miracles are going to happen. But you got to be in the room. So I hope to see you at Redefining Wealth Live. If you desire more information, please go to redefiningwealthlive.com. There are two registration options, general registration, and I believe the VIP registration is almost closed because we have a limited number of folks that we can do in VIP. There is a bonus session for VIP attendees on October 5th, so you'll have to stay a little longer with me, but you'll also get lunch included and a bunch of other goodies for VIP. Doesn't really matter to me what level you come in at. I just want you to be in the room if anything I've said today resonates with you. So get more information at redefiningwealthlive.com and make sure you come on in so you can participate in all of these great bonuses that we keep adding for those who are registered. Obviously, the people who have been registered for the last few months, they have just been scooping all the things up. And when I tell you that we are already seeing next level transformation just with the bonuses, it's been incredible. So you need to get in the room and get in there quickly. I cannot wait to see you, hug you, high five you, teach you, coach you, love on you all through October 6th through 8th at Redefining Wealth Live. Again, go to redefiningwealthlive.com for more information. And if you have any questions, feel free to send us an email at the email address in the show notes, or you can hit me up in social media. I'm at SeekWisdomPCW on Instagram. I hope to see you there. And until next time, I want you to live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. I'll talk to you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.